Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 3rd, 2013, at the Top Hat in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Promises. This week's story comes to us from Taj Chelland and is titled Flat Rock. Thank you for listening.
My father once told me that he could live on flat rock. Hunting in the mountainsides, deer, elk, fishing, being at one with the land. My father told me he could live on flat rock. During the Vietnam War, my father decided to follow his lineage into the Navy to pursue his passion for electronics, resistance, diodes, transistors, current. So in Vietnam, he was stationed on an aircraft carrier, and it was his job when the F-16s came back in to make sure that the bomb chutes opened up. So when they'd come in, he'd test them, make sure that they opened up properly, make sure the resistance was taken, make sure that when the pilot wanted to drop the bomb, that the chute opened. This wore on my father. I never understood my father's post-traumatic stress when he came back. I never understood the fact that my father didn't like to talk about the war. I always thought that the ones with post-traumatic stress and the ones that actually had post-traumatic stress were the actual ones that were in the jungle. But my father took on the fact that these bomb shafts opened up and bombs came out and killed people. And he made a stand and was about to go AWOL, and luckily had a commanding officer that shipped him right to the kitchen. So he finished up, and he came home, and he held that deep sorrow. Came to Missoula, started a wood shop on Woody Street. His license plate was OBJ, Wooden Objects. Follow a lifelong passion to work with the grain, hardwoods, softwoods, back bars, antique restoration. My father was enthralled with antique restoration. He always said that it takes an individual, a historian of antiquitous objects, to go in and replicate and be careful enough to replicate it from the time period to allow it to tell itself, to tell itself, to tell its story. At times it was tough to go to my father's house. I felt my father's pain. My father lived on First Street, and he rented a house for my mother, and I never knew understood how that worked. And I kept feeling like my father needed his own place, so I made him write a contract when I was in fifth grade. I said, my father, John R. Chelland. Because see, I used to think I wanted to be business-oriented. I wanted to be a fat cat capitalist. I'd watch Family Ties, and I think I was Alex P. Keaton, but I was the other side. I was like the liberal Alex P. Keaton. So you catch me going to school, I'd have National Geographic and Time Magazine trying to talk about Gaddafi and world affairs, and I had no clue at times what I was talking about. But I'd hear leftist talking points, and they'd stick in my mind, and I'd rattle them off. But I felt it was important for my father to have a house, so I made him sign a contract. I, John Chellen, will buy a house by the time I'm 45. My father signed it, and we pinned it up on the wall. Well, time came and went. My father traveled the country, working on wooden objects, the Smithsonian, Booker T. Washington's furniture, Alaska, Charlie Russell's Hearst, many of the back bars here in Missoula, restoring, moving away from furniture because he couldn't get that business side activated to actually sell his product. But amazing furniture, rocking chairs, sculptures. My father liked to hunt. He only hunted for the meat, for the sustenance. My father told me he could live on flat rock. He lived up Paddy Canyon in a turn-of-the-century cabin with no running water, an outhouse. And one day, the day before I went on tour with the Skoydats, the first national tour, I grabbed a big glass of water and I started gulping. Don't drink the water. Because the water was trickling. Because that's not the water to drink. So I packed a case of Giardia with me all the way to New York City. I just kept feeling sick on the road. And everything was at night when you're playing music. It's like we break down, we load in, we break down. It's finally Charleston, South Carolina, that I said, take me to the emergency room. And the doc looks at me and goes, boy, I think you got Giardia. My father could live on flat rock. My father's last day on this earth, my father was hunting. He hunted alone. Flint Creek, between Drummond and Phillipsburg. He took a doe, field dressed that doe, and had a heart attack right there. I got a call from the sheriff, and the sheriff said, it's about your father. He said, my father passed away. And then I heard him in my head. He said, Taj, go get the deer. So I followed that cue, and I went and got the deer, and field dressed it just perfectly. I went and got all those belongings from the Granite County Sheriff. And then realized that my father lived a life in his fullest. He embraced his pain. He embraced his art. He fused the two together. And I can go into the shack and I can look at the back bar and I go, my father did that. It's timeless. I can sit in the rocking chair that he built with the inlay of another tree. And I can see that it's timeless. And you can drive down Highway 1, which is the first paved highway in the state of Montana. The reason it's the first paved highway in the state of Montana is because the Anaconda Mining Company, the smelter from Anaconda, brought it out, so they paved that highway quick. My grandparents lived in the Bitterroot between Darby and Connor, right next to Medicine Tree. My father always wanted to go down to the Bitterroot. But over time, there's just too many people in the Bitterroot. My father needed to live close to the land, for my father desired the ability to go out back and live on flat rock. So you can drive down Highway 1 at this particular point in time. And off to the right, right in the small town of Hall, you can see my father's building that we still own, that my father bought in 2006, that he left to me, left to my son. It's taken me 5 years to actually rent the place. A young family came to me that just lost their son this summer, and they said they want to open a furniture shop. So I've rented the upstairs, and I trade the downstairs shop space, and I trade the storefront. It's called Rustic Ways. They're building furniture. And I think of my father. So if you drive down Highway 1, from Phillipsburg to Drummond, the first paved highway in the state of Montana, you You can feel my problem. You can feel my father's essence and presence. Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. TopHatLounge.com. Jonathan Marquis. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at SubjectToGravity.com. That's Subject, the number 2, Gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. Learn more about Matt and what he has to offer at RanchHandDesign.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, RockinRudy's.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers, Gregory T. Johnson, Susie Risho, Samuel Jackson Enemy Hunter, Stephanie Wing, Taz Chelland, John Engen, Amy Rosendahl, Andrea Davis, and Michael Marsalek. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for February 11th at the Top Hat. The theme is, What Are You Waiting For? The official Tell Us Something site is tellussomething.org. Thank you again for your support and your interest in live storytelling and local art here in Missoula, Montana.